Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell Reed, my co-host Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guest this week, Tom Kerr of Campbellford. Each week we visit with an author from our area, an editor, a publisher, a bookseller, or other persons involved with writers and readers. And on this occasion we're delighted to welcome Tom Kerr, owner of Kerr's Corners Books in Campbellford. We ask our guests to introduce themselves to us. We hope for a glimpse into their lives and to find out what is important to them. We hope to know at the end what prompts them to do what they do. Is it passion or practicality? Welcome, Tom.
Well, thank you, both of you. I didn't realize the name of our store was such a tongue twister. I'll have to work on that one.
Tom Kerr is a well-known businessman in Campbellford and noted for his work in and for the community. He and his wife, Rosemarie, run their businesses, Frog Whiskers, Inc. and Kerr's Corner Books, from the same centrally located building on Bridge Street. But they keep the businesses separate, as they have different markets. Rosemarie's clients for her designer stamps are international. Kerr's Corner Bookstore is more focused on the needs of the local community. So, Tom, I remember actually probably the first time I met you that you told me that you had grown up in Campbellford and used to play in the orchards that then lined Burnbrae Road. So did you stay in Campbellford and always want to run a business there?
I had no intention of running a business.
Oh, you didn't?
I was a quiet little guy in the middle of nowhere, nice little farm. Cow, hay mow to go to sleep in anytime I wanted. But you know, it came a time when we either had to expand the barn,
yes,
or go on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided not to expand the farm.
Mm.
We were driving over the bridge one day, and there was this building for sale on the corner lot.
Yes.
Well, put it this way, it seemed like a nice idea at the time.
Well, I don't think you can regret it. You've kept it for a long time, haven't you? How old is Kerr's?
We've been there now for 20 years.
Yeah. So?
Now, we already had the rubber stamp business going.
Oh, did you?
Out of the farm.
Yeah.
And it was getting too big.
Mm-hmm.
So we did need a place to put it, to go bigger. But it wasn't big enough to take up the whole store.
Right.
So we looked in town and said, okay, what is not here? And we said, hey, let's open a bookstore. And so it went from there.
I see.
And then we always figured one of the stores, one of the businesses would take over, books or stamps. But at the end of each year, you'd look at, well, one was up and one was down, one was up, the other one was up and the other one was down. They keep
balancing.
They keep balancing each other out just beautifully.
Good.
Our bookstore is, well, we have a large selection of different categories,
mm-hmm,
and we order in all the time because you can't have everything.
No, indeed.
Rubber stamp shop, we have lots of different designs,
mm-hmm,
and then we also make custom designs. So we balance it out easy.
So it is a very much a community bookstore. There's a very friendly atmosphere to it, and people obviously come in and look at the books. And
well, yeah.
Yeah. I know you have ways of keeping your in touch with your customers. You publish a newsletter every month.
Yeah. Well, mostly every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I got to do it too.
Yeah.
Not a little, you know, it's just another job added on to the day's work.
Right.
But we let people know what is new, just in, and what's up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
I usually have some kind of deal at the end of the email. That way a person will read all the way down to the bottom of the email.
Ah.
And there's another deal. So if they get all the way to the bottom, let's make a deal.
You're a canny businessman, I see.
Hey, don't let a retail opportunity pass by.
No, certainly not. But now you've got your bookstore. Has it become really, I mean, you're glad you made it a bookstore.
Oh, we're having a ball.
Yes.
I get to read whatever I want.
Uh-huh.
I just don't get to read whenever I want.
No, I can imagine.
But we try to review as many of the books that come in as possible.
Yes.
I get to look after all the kids' books. Uh-huh. That's great. I have a fun job of doing that. To make sure they're safe.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. See spot run. There has been a time or two when we have pulled a book off the shelf, be it young adult or adult, because the content is beyond what we feel comfortable to sell.
Yes. Well, that's an indication that you know your customers and your readers there.
If we are not comfortable to sell it, then we're not comfortable to stand behind it. Now, as you say, if somebody wanted to come in and order a book, well, that's different.
Mm. So how do you choose the books that you put on sale in the store?
A lot of it is a customer just asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is New York Times bestselling list, Globe and Mail bestselling list. There's always somebody's best list.
Yes. So
each store has promotions.
Yeah.
So each company that sells us books has promotion, and these are what they are promoting. So there's some another way to get books on your shelf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you also keep a database, presumably, of what people have bought. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Our books store, we have a customer appreciation list. Once you're on the customer list, for every $200 worth of books, you get a $10 credit. So, but you got to, prove you're a repeat customer.
Yes, yeah.
And such, you will have all your sales recorded too. I've had customers come to me and say, "Tom, have I bought this book before?"
Oh, wow.
And I can check.
Yes.
Somebody comes in and wants a book for their aunt or uncle or grandma or whatever. What kind of books do they like to read? And you can help see what they're reading, help steer the person in the right direction for the customer purchase.
What do your customers like to read? Do you have some recommendations for our listeners? Can you read us some short excerpts from those books?
Well, because the readership is so wide and varied. We have a lot of new people that have moved to town. They want one style of book. You have a lot of other people who have been here all their lives. They want another. Another group wants the mechanical manuals. Some people want Westerns, and some people want science fiction. And in some cases, they're pretty close to the same thing. Well, a guy rides into town, guy lands his spaceship. Guy pulls out his six gun, guy pulls out his ray gun. It's all the same story.
Yeah.
But what I did do, a number of years ago, you wanted a bit of a story. A number of years ago, I used to write for the Campbellford Herald. So I brought something in for you from that.
Oh, great.
Cars go too fast. At least, that's what I've discovered. I press down on the clutch and readied my foot on the brake of the tractor as I come up to the stop sign. I was heading over to Dad's farm to cultivate, and that meant going through town to get there. I noticed some people on the back lawn, and they look up. I wave, and they wave back. I don't know their names, but it doesn't matter. As a farmer, I get to wave to everybody. I change the gears from high into low, look both ways, and not seeing any traffic coming, pull out onto the main road and head south on Queen Street for the bridge. Sometimes I'm only driving the tractor. Other times I'm pulling a piece of machinery, a cultivator, a plow, or a wagon load of hay. People notice and they stop what they're doing and look up. I wonder if they know the machine I'm pulling and the important task it performs. Today, some people are out cutting their lawns, some raking grass. I just passed a couple walking their dog. Both of them wave hello. Little kids will wave and turn to their parents. "Look, Mom, that guy in the tractor waved to me." Well, others nod, and teenagers stare. As I pass Turner's gas station, Adrian waves. I wave back, and then I prepare myself for the intersection. Sometimes it's easy to get over the bridge, and other times, just takes a little longer. The problem is cars. People are nice when they're not out doing yard work, walking, or even on their bike. But put them in a car, and they change into, "What's that tractor doing in my way?" I smile and wave, knowing the problem is cars. They go too fast. I change the gears to second and ease into traffic, turning left into the bridge. More people should drive tractors and learn how fast 18 miles an hour really is and how it forces you to enjoy the journey rather than just the trip.
Well, yes, having driven over that bridge or tried to on many occasions, I must say I sympathize. The cars are like fish going upstream looking for home, because they whip round that corner from and get onto the bridge till there's no room at all for
true.
However, there we go. Anyway, thank you, Tom. That was great. And now we'll take a short break.